In our prayers today, we remember Barb Delighty, who most of you know, who is really seriously ill with lung and other complications and hospitalized. Also, Deb Gerda's son-in-law, who is doing not very well at all, and anybody else you think of. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faithful stewardship of all creation, that we may care for it until the Lord sets it free of the bondage and decay and gives us anew his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that she may retain and remain good soil that brings forth an abundant harvest, let us pray to the Lord. Pastors, that they may sow your word faithfully in fields entrusted to them, let us pray to the Lord. For the delegates who are assembled in convention this week, that God would give them wisdom to work for the welfare of the Synod, that he would guard the lips of those who speak and the ears who hear, that he would give us courage to do so with integrity, what we promised, and that according to his will, he would bless and prosper the plans and actions undertaken in his name. Let us pray to the Lord. For all Christian homes, that they may be places where faith is nurtured, that we may learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the aged, the infirm, the mourning, for those we listed, for those we speak of now, for those we hold in our hearts, that they would be given healing according with God's will and grace to sustain them in their need, let us pray to the Lord. For all who receive the Lord's Supper, that we may come with hearts free of pride, presumption, or any profaning sins, and that hoping for what we do not see, we may receive his forgiveness of life, let us pray to the Lord. For certainty that sufferings of this present time are not worthy of comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us, let us pray to the Lord. To him we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.